It is hour number three of the Rod Arquette Show on this Thank Rod is Friday here on Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Proud to be an iHeartRadio station. Great to be with you this afternoon as you get ready to head into the weekend. Looks like it's going to be another warm one out there, so hopefully you'll be able to stay cool and enjoy the weekend. Apparently some pretty good movies out there. I am seeing Oppenheimer. Not real interested in seeing Barbie, to be real honest, but I have seen Mission Impossible. That's a fun movie to go see as well. So certainly we have some things to keep us entertained and cool this weekend, and hope you do that. All right, another busy hour coming your way here on the Rod Arquette Show. Here in a minute, we'll talk about Jason Aldean's song, Try That in a Small Town. That is a song that continues to generate controversy. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about remote employees. You know, there's a real debate going on in this country after the pandemic as to whether or not employers should bring their employees back to the office. Some are going back, but others are refusing to go, and we're developing a kind of a new workplace in America today. We'll talk about that. And coming up on our Listen Back Friday segments, we'll replay our interview with Michael Ginsburg. He wrote a terrific article about the influence Barack Obama has on the Democratic Party today, and how many of you have heard the words AI, artificial intelligence? How much do you know about it? Why is it so important that we try and get a handle on this? We'll talk about that as well. So a lot to get to in this coming hour right here on the Rod Arquette Show and Talk Radio 105.9 KNRS. All right, let's talk about the Jason Aldean song, Try That in a Small Town. I mean, this is a song that continues to generate a lot of discussion in this country today. Why? Well, joining us on our Any Hour Newsmaker line right now is Ed Ring. Ed is a senior fellow at the Center for American Greatness. He wrote about that. Ed, thank you very much for joining us tonight. Okay, Ed, I'm going to ask you the very simple question. Why is this little song from a fairly well-known country music artist generating so much debate?
Well, one of the things I said in the article, which I really hadn't seen elsewhere, but really kind of made a lot of sense to me, was the fact that this isn't just about a small town. America is a small town. Everything we see now on social media, no matter where it happens in the country, goes viral, and before you know it, millions of people have seen it. So, you know, the world has shrunk thanks to communications technology. And the small town that Jason Aldean may be talking about certainly is, you know, that's true, but it's everywhere that Americans are seeing this breakdown and want things to get back to normal, get back to restoring order in our country. So I think the whole country is a small town, and the whole country has resonated with this song.
Ed, is America just saying we've had enough, and that's what this song portrays? We're sick and tired of what we're seeing, and we've just had enough?
Well, they sure have. I mean, what's happened over the last few years, I mean, we can recite it. We're all familiar with this, and it's terrible. You know, it's heartbreaking to watch these statues come down, not just Confederate statues, but statues of our founders in California, statues of Father Junipero Serra, who founded the missions. You know, in the Capitol Rotunda in Sacramento, it was a statue of Columbus and Queen Isabella. I mean, that should be something that makes Latinos in California proud of that heritage, and these sorts of things are all getting ripped out, and nobody's doing anything about it. You know, in some cases it's vandals, and in other cases it's just our authorities who are afraid of the vandals showing up, and so they do it preemptively. These are heartbreaking things because they're destroying our history, and they really don't have anything positive to replace it with. And at the same time, of course, we saw the riots. Just, you know, they just burned half the cities down in America, and again, they weren't rounded up and arrested. And people see this going on, and even without widespread rioting today, our cities have been ruined. All of our downtowns, especially, of course, in cities that are run by Democrats, mm-hmm. You've got just chaos. It's unsafe. There's drug addicts and psychotics and just people who are they come from all over the country to go to some of these cities, certainly where the weather is very nice, for example, in Los Angeles on the California coast. I mean, there's story after story of people that have come from elsewhere in the country because they can for example, live on the beach, get free food, and take methamphetamine every day, and nobody's going to do anything to them. And it's terrorizing the people that want to live in these cities, and it's not stopping. It's getting worse. And this is all part of the same thing that Jason Aldean's talking about.
This song immediately drew a lot of attention from the political pundits and the corporate leaders out there, the corporate tastemakers out there. What don't they get about this song? What don't they understand? Not only about the song, but a lot of Americans who are out there busting their butts every day just to enjoy America.
Well, that's a really good question. You know, you have to ask yourself, why does it serve corporations to embrace things like extreme diversity, equity, and inclusion mandates and extreme environmentalist laws that micromanage our economy? And the benefit to it, I suppose, is, first of all, it's a tremendous distraction to say that people who are MAGA Republicans are a threat to the country, because there's just enough, you know, extremism out there, and the way, of course, they distort every little thing. I mean, they have to search very hard to find examples of racism coming from the right, but they take those and they magnify them and they distort them. And meanwhile, you're not paying attention to the fact that we're being driven out of our cars. We're having single family homes under attack. It's not even legal to build single family homes anymore in several states in the country. Whenever you have extreme environmentalist regulations and extreme regulations managing who you can hire and destroying the meritocracy and so forth, you make it a lot harder for small businesses. You make it so people can't afford to live independently. And all of a sudden, all of the power continues to migrate into the hands of the very largest corporations and government. And there's a lot of irony here, because the definition of fascism is twofold. It's economic, where corporations and governments merge and control everything. And then there's an emotional component where fascism relies on scapegoating and fear. And that's exactly what climate panic and, you know, saying there's racism everywhere is fomenting. And these manufactured crises make people willing to accept more micromanagement by government in their lives. And it empowers the biggest corporations when you do this.
Final question for you, and you write about this as well, Ed, in your article about Catherine Jean Lopez writing there in the National Review, and we've talked about this on my show, claiming that Aldean was wrong. She said, we need songs about virtue, not violence. Shouldn't we be able to live with both, Ed?
Well, we should. I mean, the idea that we want to have more songs that appeal to love, of course, is everybody applauds that.
That's
a very good idea. But what Jason Aldean is doing is channeling emotions that are simply running over, because we're not getting these kinds of acts of violence under control, and all of this chaos under control. And at some point, if the government doesn't step up and do something about it, the people have to do something about it. And people are really getting backed into a corner. You can't approach every problem in the world with pacifism. That doesn't work. And everybody knows, any student of history understands that very well. So, yeah, you can have both.
On our Any Hour Newsmaker line, that's Ed Ring, Senior Fellow at the Center for American Greatness. More coming up on the Rod Arkent Show and Utah's Talk Radio, 105.9 KNRS. Listen, and you'll know, let's talk about your garage. You know, in my home, the garage is my domain. Do not put anything in the garage that Dad does not want to keep in the house, because if it's not doing anything useful, I'm going to get rid of it. That's why I want to tell you about Hello Garage, because like many of you, I like a garage that is clean and organized. And if you want to look at ways or ideas to better organize your garage and to make it look a little bit better, turn to the wonderful team at Hello Garage. Hello Garage upgrades garage with 100% polyaspartic floor coatings and customizable storage units covered by a lifetime guarantee. Their team is knowledgeable and professional. And by the way, if you like an organized garage, they can turn it into wonderful. They use that new floor covering now. It It comes in different colors, so you can dress up your garage however much you want. And if you want more information right now, here's what I want you to do. Just dial #250 and say hello, garage. That's #250, say hello, garage. And in doing so, you'll get $250 off your installation. Reimagine your garage right now with Hello Garage, Utah. Here's Abby now with the news update.